Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Have you ever had problems with your hip, ankle, or knee where it's been hard to walk? Or where you had problems getting out of a chair or had a chance where you might have slipped or fallen? This talk is for you. In this talk, we talk to Brookdale Senior Living Home members about the exercise you need to do and the importance of balance to improve your strength when you're getting out of a chair, walking with a walker, or a cane. Okay? So we talk about exercises like the chair squat. I'm going to put these videos in the show notes too, along with 6-second posture, checking your posture on the wall, and also how to use a cane and walker properly. That's the overall goal. At that point, if we move more and move the right direction, even though that hurts sometimes, our body can stay healthy and stay strong to keep our body independent and recover from injuries. All right, so go write the show notes if you want, the highlights. If not, go straight to the talk, and I'll talk to you afterwards.
Whatever it is. Thanks for having me, Dr. Doni, who's a chiropractor. Been practicing for about 15 years. 15 years in Upland. Okay? I do a lot of workshops like these for the Senior Center in Upland called Hip Center. And what I do is help people understand you have to stay active, move, allow your body not to fall for one, but maintain your balance. Okay? My biggest thing with my seniors as patients is they want to stay independent. Okay? My job is to make sure if they have an injury, I help them get better as quick as possible. And my long-term job is how to get exercise and stretching and balance training so your body can stay healthy that way too. That's my biggest thing. Okay. With this talk, fall prevention, what I want to do is walk through what happens when you have an injury and the reason, the urgency you want to have to get well as soon as possible. Sometimes getting well might mean being in more pain, or some pain as you get the exercise and stretching done, your body gets healthier. Realize pain is sometimes a good thing to go through to avoid scar tissue. Scar tissue, what happens if I fall and hurt my knee, okay, and I may not need surgery, but I'm down for a long time, I have to wear a brace, gets very stiff and tight, like someone's back, like someone's stiff, like someone's ankle, over time that stiffness, tightness is scar tissue. Makes things want to heal by not moving. My job is to make sure we move it when it's ready, early enough and fast enough, so even though I might be sore moving my knee, my overall body can get looser, and by getting looser, it causes more circulation. And more circulation means that the blood going to the area from my heart that has minerals and vitamins and substitutions heal faster. That's my thing. We have to move the body to cause circulation. That when we break down scar tissue, we build up ready. The reason why I break down scar tissue is that will cause arthritis in the future. Osteoarthritis, which is bone arthritis, that's permanent. So our job is to make sure if we can, move as much as we can to prevent that from happening. Is arthritis an age thing? No, it is not. It is a lack of motion. If a joint doesn't move, ligaments around that joint, maybe on the side of the knee, front and back of the knee, for example, they start to calcify. Start calcifying, they want to limit even more motion. My job is to make sure when someone's ready again, we move certain things, so things move properly, build up flexibility first, range of motion first, and then we focus on overall strength. Once you have flexibility, range of motion, maybe the hip, the back, the legs, whatever it might be, then our body can get stronger. That strength prevents future falls or future injury if you have a fall. Okay, any questions about that, how that cycle works? So wherever you are now, can you give yourself certain habits to start doing to allow the body to stay relaxed and strong with normal motion? That will be moved better. Okay, who wants to take the yoga class right now? Anybody? Yoga Pilates? Okay. If you take those classes, those are phenomenal to take. A lot of us don't have that availability. You have to do things which yoga and Pilates teaches, better flexibility, better balance, and better strength. Three things I work on with my senior patients to make sure they can keep their body healthy and strong, live independently, and overall, let their body stay strong over time. Okay, if our body is strong, what else happens to our body? It produces hormones and chemicals in our body neurologically. That's when our brain stays strong too. Doesn't matter if you're 12, 50, 150, our bodies are all basically the same. We need motion. That motion makes our brain work better. That's what our overall body wants to maintain that motion, that position. Okay, if I'm feeling good, I want to do whatever I can to stay that way. If I'm in pain, my body tells me, stop moving because it hurts. Even your doctor will tell you, if it hurts, stop moving, take some medication, let it feel better, then start moving. The problem is, if you stop long enough, sometimes it can be anywhere from 2 to 3 days minimally, and the muscle gets tighter and weaker. If you're in bed more than 24 hours, you're losing about 10% of your muscle strength. You have to move around, keep your pain, and it's not sharp pain, it's not swollen, or it's hard to move hard. Start moving now. I get my patients to understand, especially chronic pain, anxiety, that false fear sometimes. I want people to change in the sense where I'm going to have you move slowly. We're going to talk about today, moving slowly when your body's ready, then move a little bit more, then stretch a little bit more, and get a little bit stronger to work on your balance. I want you to focus on where am I now, and how do I learn certain things through walking today, a couple of them, make my body more flexible, stronger, and better balanced. You have those three things, right?
Three things, Kermit?
Yes.
Okay, at that point, we can actually get the body to stay healthy, prevent falls. If you do fall, get up without causing panic or more injury.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's walk through the first thing I want you to understand. It's this thing. It's not dangerous, it's a chair. Okay? Very simple things. How do you get up out of the chair? How do you get stronger to help ourselves get up out of the chair?
Work on your arms.
Good. Arms, right? Okay. Arms is the key. If I'm getting out of the chair, I want to make sure, am I going to be here, back in the chair, to get up? Or do I want to be actually on the edge of the chair?
Right.
If I'm using my arms, at that point, what else do I have to work on, hint, hint, to make my body stronger, help myself get up without falling back down or falling somewhere else?
Your legs.
Biggest muscle of the body is your legs, the front of your legs, your quadriceps muscle. That would make them stronger too. Okay, what I focus on is all lower body. Our lower body is where our balance comes from. Our strength to get up and down, out of the chair, out of the bed. So I want to make sure we focus on those areas to make our body stronger. So I'm here. What I want to do is push my feet underneath me and either use the arms, if you have arms in the chair, and go straight up if possible. Over time, make your body stronger this way. Like I said, this one didn't slide back, so I'm going to come forward a little bit. How do I make these muscles stronger so I can do that easily without needing help? Just to start, very basic stuff, right? What I want to do is take your chair. Here, I'll go from the side of your bed to see how it looks like. Sorry to see my backside, I apologize. Okay. Here, what I want to do is, wherever I am now, can I use a chair to come down behind the chair and then use my arms, like you had mentioned, to help me come back up? And realize what I'm doing, I'm not doing this. I'm using my body to come straight down here, and then come straight up. Okay? Who wants to try this? Who wants to demonstrate this phenomenal exercise? Anybody?
Who wants to try?
Who wants to volunteer?
Brian, come on, Brian.
I get a gold star. You got a gold star in your feet if you volunteer. All right, so Brian, what I want to do here, my feet want to be straight. Okay? The reason is, I want my knees and my legs to get stronger evenly. Your quad muscle, under your leg, is split into three different muscles. Your magnus, middle muscle, lateralis, side muscle, and inside medialis. My foot's turned out, it throws the alignment off, makes muscles improperly get stronger. So toes straight, feet straight, body up, hands top of the chair, which is a sturdy chair. At that point, come down where you're comfortable, and come back up, where your body stays straight the whole time. Try and see how it feels. Good. Good. Come straight up. Where do you feel that muscle tension? Good. Fantastic. Scoot again. When you come down this time, Why don't you just come down this way instead? Then go over the improper way too. See how you feel. Then come back up. Where do you feel that instead? Okay, it doesn't
before horrible.
Is it one of those hands? Okay. When you put someone bending over, you're using your hands more, and having to push their back up too, that can cause back problems, even falling backwards also. By coming straight up and treating this way, what happens is you make your back and legs strong, so this becomes an easier position, and where our body stays here instead of coming forward all the time. Better cut it in. You come down further this time. Straight ahead. Good. What do you feel when you started coming down where you felt uncomfortable? What did your body do? More pain in the back, right? Okay. Also, when we have more pain in the back, what we do is lean forward more. Mm-hmm. What we want to do is go down where we can feel that little bit of tightness to make the back stronger. That's a secondary support system for your overall legs, making your balance coming up and down, so you come straight up over there. Let's try one more time. Once that back becomes tense. Right there, good. So stay right there for a second. Come back up, straight up like you have. Good. Great form. We've done this before. Okay. So you're doing a good job with that, in a sense where you're maintaining that strength to here. But some people may only get down to here. That's it. But wherever you can, start and go down a little bit lower where you feel the legs really tighten up, the front legs, and the back take a little bit, stop there for a second, then come back up, same position, keep your body straight. That allows you, thank you, Brian, for your whole further. That allows your body to here, to come straight up this way over time, instead of leaning forward here, and maybe falling forward or rebalancing, falling too far back. The more body's here, what allows us to maintain the balance left and right, forward and backwards. If I'm coming forward here, it's a possibility that I can trip and fall, go to my left and go to my right. Coming straight up allows me to maintain that position where my body should be. Okay? Any questions about that? Anything yet? Does that make sense? You want the knee to be stronger? By doing it too broad in the right way, allow your body here, you get stronger over time, go lower and lower, to have better balance. Okay? And again, you want to make sure your feet stay straight the whole time, so it doesn't turn in or out, so that can cause a hip or a knee issue. When you train a certain way, the form is the most important because you want to make sure your body stays here. See, I have a practice off of Euclid and Foothill, and I come down Euclid all the time. If you go walking that trail, you're walking like this the whole time. Okay? So their body is training to stay this way. If you're going to move, try to keep your body up as far as you can. Looking down over your nose allows your body to train this way, maintain a stronger posture here. The more we lean forward, the more it relies our hips to keep us moving, becomes tighter, and allows those hip injuries to start. And the weaker back, rolls in here, makes your legs and back stronger to hold your body position. Your back muscles, the strongest one, you have seven back muscles, okay? Seven back muscles. Seven. Okay? That seven muscles, the strongest muscles are here, erector spinae muscles. Erector meaning straight, here, next to the spine, they pull. When you lean back, they actually, and get stronger this way, walk this way, they get stronger to pull you this way, maintain that position. So you will sit and stand better to hold that better posture, and again, that posture gives you better balance. When I'm here, my posture balances easier. Here, it throws me off. Here it throws me off. Here it throws me off. Any questions about that? The straighter we stand, the better balance we have. If we walk and move this way, our body stays this way. If we walk and move this way, hunch forward, our body's gonna get, it's gonna lose its balance, weaker back, and over time cause injuries and falls.
Is a man and a woman the same?
Similar. Stronger muscles in the legs.
And
everyone's different because they have stronger muscles sometimes too. it takes women just a little bit more time, and sometimes men, because we're impatient, allow things to get stronger here. So a lot of it's going to be, as we get older, doing it more often, every day, even on the Sabbath, make sure our body's getting stronger every day. Okay, so that's a good question, though. So we have to work a little bit more to be diligent about those. Women have more patience. That one, they actually allow, they have less falls. Yes, question?
By holding your head.
Yes.
The neck.
The head position is huge. If my head, even if my body's here, but my head is forward, my body will naturally adjust, because what happens is, if my body's here, I have good balance, good center of gravity. My body feels even from the back up and right, up and down. If I keep my head forward, like you mentioned, forward head posture, my body wants to lean back, maintain my balance. That'll shift by causing my shoulders to hunch forward, causing my body to feel balanced here now. This feels, my mind feels straight. So over time, my low back can get straight, take that curve out, becomes weaker. So what I do in my office is check people's necks by having them stand against the wall, feel that push against the wall, feel their head against the wall or not, and their shoulders are their back, and it's the lower back against the wall too. By keeping your head back, and not, when I say back, it's not going to be tilted back. A lot of people do this, tilt their head back and look straight up. It's bringing your chin straight back to your shoulders. Taking your finger, pushing your head straight back, pushing your chin back, allows you to feel that tension back the neck sometimes, pushes your stomach forward a little bit, so you maintain that straight posture. Good question. Also, too, with the neck and the eyes, your eyes are one to maintain balance, because it's called the writer's reflex, maintain overall balance. So what happens is, if my head is coming down, my balance is down here, not on the horizon. I have to start doing this. When I bring my head up, my shoulders will normally come up too to compensate. Now it causes head balance. So you want to focus on, how do I use my eyes as balance? Keep my head straight, chin back. At that point, use my eyes to go straight. If I want to look down, instead of looking down this way, if you're comfortable, it's looking down over your nose. Peripheral
vision.
If you have good peripheral vision, that way you look down over your down your nose bridge instead of looking with your eyes. Okay, look at your eyes, you bend your head down, you bring your body down, you look hunched over. So I make fun of you when I'm driving down to work. Versus here when you're standing up, you look down the bridge of your nose. That one looks that way, so peripheral vision maintains your balance, not just your eyes, not just straight on. Any questions about that? Yes?
Prevention of fatigue is really, really...
Fatigue of what?
Phenomenal, when you keep your posture on.
Yes.
You don't fatigue.
Why do you think that is? Why does the body not get tired when we have good posture?
Because it has to work harder.
Everyone is, for the most part, is born with normal spinal alignment. The bones are meant to maintain a curve in the spine, especially lower back, neck and upper back. That curve works like a spring. Okay? If I have a spring, like springs in a car, can hold a lot of weight. Yes. That allows it to hold that potential energy, that weight, and by the bones moving normally, that point, if my body is back in normal alignment, normal position, normal posture, that spine holds you up, the muscles relax. Takes the pressure off the muscles. If my spine is straight, punched forward, the muscles have to work extra hard to hold your body up. They get tired, weak, and painful. But the problem is, you need more forms to make it feel better, so it becomes your new posture. If we have this over a period of time, sometimes weeks and months, we have to go from here, if we sore and tight sometimes, come back to that position by retraining your body, get back up here. So the number one thing you can do is, like I said earlier, to check your posture, see where you are, stand against the flat wall. Most of these walls here have been architecturally approved by the city. They're pretty straight. So you want your body against the wall with your heels, hips, shoulder, and head. Stand there for about 15 seconds or so. See if everything is touching. Heels, hips, shoulder, and head. And if it is, does it feel relaxed in your shoulders, upper traps, chest, or your neck? Does your upper back feel relaxed? Does the back of your shoulder relax, or does it feel like it's rolling forward from your shoulder? Does your lower back feel relaxed and feel like it's being pushed backwards? People try this posture against the wall. Sometimes they feel like they're having to force their head back. Sometimes they feel like their behind is too far back. When I hear someone, I can't do my body, feel like my butt's too big to be blunt, at that point what happens is your body's here. So what happens is it's hard for them to lean backwards. Or they feel like they're leaning back too far, because you're going through extension, you're gonna fall backwards, because your body's used to this. Again, our body wants to, wherever we are, maintain that's their mindset that's straight. We want to get our body when we're all here, where it feels straight against the wall, and relax there. When we relax against the wall, we have a good posture position. Allows your body to make sure we stay that way. Okay? What I want to practice next with you to understand is, how do we walk with a walker to make our body stronger? Okay, can I borrow your walker? I'm not going to take it from you. I'm just going to borrow it from you.
What do you mean? It makes it hurt in my shoulders so bad.
Let me try this with you and see if your head moves in. That was true. You do my band of white for the day. Come on up. Kermit, move the candle a little bit too.
I already did.
Good. Okay. I'm going to have you walk towards me like you normally would walk. Just walk normal. Okay. Does that feel okay? Does that work? Feel tight in the shoulders? Okay. I'm going to have you walk back to your chair and try something with me. Okay. I'm going to adjust your walker just temporarily so this feels better to you. What I want to do, what I have found, is someone actually, my last talk at the senior center, someone invented a higher walker and higher cane too. Which actually would have something on that done to myself. It would have been billions of dollars. Okay. What I want to do is bring these up. If I bring them up, I'm looking for, can I get you, instead of going here, two more here. I'm going to see if it works though. It may not work. We'll know in about 2 minutes. Based on how complicated your walker is, so I can do this. Based on my minimal intelligence here.
By the time I get to the dining room, I'm completely out of breath.
And that's the issue. If you're using too much energy, how do we minimize that? Make your body stronger upper part, and even making it a little bit more flexible. Okay, so we bring this up here. See how high it can go. Right about here. See if it helps you get that to improve. I had someone come in, she had knee surgery about a month ago. And her walker was bent over so much, she couldn't raise her head. So I brought her walker up about probably five folds in here, and she felt a lot better. So it's going where your body should be, and then going from there. So this is side two. If you don't like that, or she needs it back, okay?
No, I think I will like it.
We'll see.
But I was told, just...
Whoever that person is, tell me who they are. I'll find them. They'll never show up again. They'll disappear. Everything's adjustable. I can make a hole for you too if you want me to. Alright. Yeah. So again, you want to have better posture. We had mentioned earlier, the person in the back of the room, on the side of the room there, is if I have better posture, I don't wear myself down to the key. Let's try this and see. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels better.
Feels better. It's alive.
I like it. Yeah.
If I'm here, now for you, what if you can just walk that way? So that feels good. Feels good. Helps relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Good. And now what you can do. Now what I want you to do too now. Is when you walk where it feels safe, walk, hold on my arm, walk back here, instead of walking here. Keep it in front of you. So I want to focus on when you keep in front of you, your body naturally balance backwards. Slowly body move that way. So go ahead. Try. It'll be, I want you to feel uncomfortable. That's how we train your body. If you're not uncomfortable, we can't train your body. Good.
I don't feel quite secure.
That's okay. So practice this way, 4 or 5 steps at a time. As long as we know if we're in a hall or ever feel safe, I have, say, 10 feet. Try to go back and forth 5 steps at a time so you feel this position better where you're upright instead of leaning forward. And your body over time will train your mind, your cerebellum, and your mind to coordinate that as your normal instead of what your body's used to. But you want to feel comfortable. That when you know we're causing a change.
I've fallen so many times. I'm not.
Let's make you stronger and more balanced and make you comfortable. That's the step, okay? You're welcome. Applause. Question? Good. Focus on that as much as you can. When you move back when you're comfortable and walk even slower, but when you move your joints and your hips, your legs, your ankles, your knees, even your back, your body sends signals to your brain, we're retraining our body. Get back here. So this feels comfortable. You can try the chair one too. When we go here and we come up, slowly this way. Okay, even back to the chair also, just to review. If I can do this more, that feels better for me. I can go further back behind my walker to feel more comfortable in that position.
Well, see, when I've been down, I always have to get my back towards something.
That's fine. That's fine. Whatever feels comfortable for you for safety first. We're trying to be more confident. If you look, you're healthy. You're expert follower of your stunt up. But it works. It works. Not luck, it's skill. But I tell you about my golf game. Any other questions about that? You see what I did? You want to try that with you?
I've got my hand.
Let me see. Can you go further up or no?
No, it's fine.
Good. Does that make sense to you, though? You've done that before, right? Your body up here, posture up here, that point it makes you feel better, huh? Yours okay? Good. Okay?
At that point, if you have something like that,
even the cane. I don't see any canes here. I enjoy pain.
Hold on a second. My camera guy is a little off.
A little off?
Maybe more off, but I'm humble.
Completely off.
How's that?
That's better.
Good. Are you still alive? Did you push another button already?
I did?
No. Oh, gosh. Every day.
Every day like this.
I'm blind. What do you want?
Yeah, same. It's the excuse every time, too.
Hey, what?
Never mind.
Yeah, okay.
I'm talking near you, not at you. So I'm going to use this cane, Hermes cane, to demonstrate something most people do. Back is way too high. We do have a cane where we can go over this one. If you see someone like that, yell at them. I want them up here when the cane gets like the walker, get the cane up and in front of you so your body stays here. Use it to balance you, not to add weight. And again, if you have an injury, do your thing. But once the injury is gone, it's going down, you can get a body trained back here again as soon as you can. Your overall body stays here. If I train this way, I'm sure my body stays here. So as much as we can, get our body back where we're comfortable. If we're uncomfortable, that tells me I'm causing a change. Okay? I'm moving in a better direction, so the body gets stronger that way. Any questions at all?
Say that again.
Good. So if I'm uncomfortable, that means I'm causing a change in my body, making my body have better balance, better posture, so I can get stronger. I lift weights because I want to get stronger. I'm going to be sore, sometimes pretty sore, because I want to get stronger. If my body's like this, and I lean back to change my balance, my posture, it's going to feel really weird and awkward, like leaning backward, maybe with my balance too, as I get here. If I train here and walk here long enough, that's going to be normal. If I go from there to here to here to here, this over time will become my normal too. Your brain will retrain. See that better position. Okay? Does that clarify it?
Yes.
okay? I want you to do is, like you said, if I feel comfortable doing this here against this freely in a room, so use a wall behind you. Feel comfortable. Have someone watch you. That point, you make sure over a period of time you feel comfortable doing this, so that becomes your new normal. You have to push your body. If you don't push your body and move in the proper direction, if you don't move at all, what's going to happen? Good. I use rigor mortis. Rigor mortis. Okay, I want you to understand that if I don't move, it's harder to move again. If I don't move now, it's going to be 10 times harder if I wait a week or 2 weeks. I have to move to feel uncomfortable. This may cause your back to be a little sore. Your knees to be sore, your hips to be sore. Great, you're causing a change. If it's sharp pain, whatever it is, you feel something clip or pop or break, Dr. Burnett, she'll say, yo. That's why you have it here. But can you do more to improve your balance and your posture and your strength? All right, any questions at all?
No.
Questions from the gallery? That's good? All right. I'm going to stop for this talk today. We'll talk more next time about what I said to start doing. But the first thing here is mindset. You have to move. I'm going to emphasize this one. Keep your body strong. Here, again, to review. And as much as you can, Brian, go down to feel comfortable. Feet straight again. Come down. Where I feel comfortable, where instead of leaning forward, my back tightens up. And over time, you'll be able to do this. Come down all the way. And come back up.
Well,
or just fall down if you want. That's fine.
Yes.
When they lean over a walker, that's their comfort zone. They feel comfortable there.
And that's hard for that.
That makes your back, your hips, and knees worse. So if you want to feel comfortable short term, great. If I'm going to live for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, I want to make sure I can have my better position, feel comfortable and more relaxed and less fatigued.
And I'm
going
to have a walker be the walker.
Yeah.
And
you're going to be a new walker instructor for the group. All right? This is how to do it. This is what Dr. Tony said to do. There you go. Everyone, here. Get your walker.
Yeah.
You like a motorized one, make some noise on it, something like that. That's the key. How do you move things around? And now Rebecca knows, Suburban also, too. How do you move your body back here? So when you stand against the wall, that feels easier and better.
I instantly felt the difference.
And that's the key. And over time, you do is get the shoulders stronger and body back here, so that feels even better. All right? Any questions for my first talk? Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Okay, our group is home, that's my payment for the day. All right?
They're gone.
Yeah, look, I have packs up. I'll put it on you. So for walker wise, it'll probably take you about 2 days. They can transfer you with the bus.
Yes, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Make your appointment.
Yeah, I'll post the ads. I'll post for you guys. So that might be Rebecca or Burnett can call me directly. Hey, I just want to come in and see you. You want to talk to me first or just drink me? Medicare is a $5 copay. Other Medicare benefits are someone has to pay full price as a senior. Everyone's over 65, right? Want to make sure that's the most we charge is 29. But again, it pays what you need. What I do with people is walk them through an X-ray analysis first. They don't have one done already. See if there's a structural problem inside the spine causing an issue. If it's not, then how do you move your body better to make your body strong and give you the confidence I can do more?
I was wondering because I have 1 foot. If they just found out about 25 years ago.
Yes.
It's shorter.
Yeah.
And they said I probably had polio at one time. A case of it.
Yes.
And it's a quarter of an inch shorter. They took an X-ray.
Yes.
It's fine. And they said it's shorter.
And that we have to work around that.
I dragged that foot. My shin wears out on that foot very fast.
And the goal is we have to put maybe put when I take it checked out with an X-ray and an X-ray of the hips. The hips are not level, the hips are off a little bit. You put a little bit of lift in there. You put a lift in that shoe, a lift in the shoe.
That's what everybody can say, yeah, it should be on my shoe.
Just try it and see. I mean, what it'll do is feel comfortable initially. You don't get that left side is lower, it's going to feel like you're doing this. But over time, your body will bounce out. It's going to get the side shorter, puts more pressure on the knee and hip.
That's why I fall so much.
Your body's off balance.
I push my toe on it.
Yeah.
And I go.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. But I would try to lift. I would get the one from Walmart. It's a standard orthotic for the overall shoe.
Oh,
at that point, you can glue it inside your sandal or put it in a normal shoe, and it'll feel weird because now you're going to throw your body over the right side. But over time, your body will bounce out the better normal. Because those are about a quarter of an inch, too. At that point, so I'm going to make you the dedicated walker, instructor, any questions? I gave you all pamphlets. That's where my office is, information too. That guy's information. Any questions you have, call me. What about this? Call me. I have a bunch of videos I can send you. Yeah, if you want to see them on YouTube, or I can tell you directly how to do the exercise. I'm going to try to be here once a
month.
Every Tuesday, the third, second Tuesday of the month, about 10 o'clock every month.
I've been meaning to be gone. That's why I cannot reason it.
Well, you and Herman are the same thing then, too. Herman's my camera guy, he's legally blind also. That's why we'll figure out what happened to the camera afterwards.
Yeah, so. I don't have any peripheral vision. The only way I can see you is to look straight at you.
Mine's the other way.
Yeah,
they're a good couple. Good driving buddies.
Yeah, we'd make great driving buddies.
We all need to move enough to stay strong, maintain balance, and better posture with specific form and exercise that we should be doing. Okay, this talk, along with my other ones too, a lot of people understand that the importance of movement sometimes can be boring or ritualistic or seem somewhat unimportant. My job is to make sure these patients that listen to me now and also my workshops allows them to understand that moving properly routinely every day, because we do things every day, keeps your body strong, more flexible, relaxed, and in that sense, our overall mind stays relaxed too, so the stress we deal with every day, we can tolerate that stress if it's long drives, getting stuff out of a car, moving around the house, even just picking things up off the floor allows us to maintain our overall balance, getting up off the chair easier, and also prevent us from falling if we have problems like that. All right, so go to our show notes, see the highlights from this overall talk, also the Facebook link. At that point, go to comments there or leave comments yourself. And also, too, don't forget that the bottom of the show notes has the actual full video of this overall talk, along with other podcasts that we have done in the past. All right, so hope you like these overall podcasts, and we'll see the next one. Have a great day.